And we are trying to put a very different mindset on this. Like preemptive mindset is basically about following people, having information about their habits, understanding what they are doing, how their mindsets are, because a lot of diseases come from a problem of mind health. And I have very few countries in the world that really are driven to that. I can talk just go here, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. They're basically countries that really make this a public policy.
Estás escuchando el podcast Imparables de Arcángeles.com.
¿Quieres ahorrar el 100% de la comisión de entrada de tu inversión? A través de la modalidad de grupos privados de Juntos de Arcángeles puedes. Crea un grupo privado con tu familia o amigos y si tú y alguien más de la comunidad invierten, tendrán ese y muchos beneficios más. Arcángeles.com. Invierte diferente.
Hola, welcome back to Arcángeles Imparables podcast, where we delve into the stories of unstoppable entrepreneurs in this case, healthcare. Today, we're honored to have the founders Marcos and Felipe of WeConecta with us. WeConecta is a burgeoning startup focusing on the digital health sector, leveraging artificial intelligence to usher in a new era of preventive healthcare. It primarily aims at early diagnosis and management of chronic non-communicable diseases through a unique user-friendly interface on WhatsApp. This innovative approach not only simplifies user interaction, but also ensures broad accessibility, making preventive healthcare reachable for all demographics. Welcome, Marcos and Felipe.
Thank you. Thank you, Luis. It's a pleasure to be here and talk about our business.
No, awesome. Let's jump start. And to kick things off, could you introduce us to WeConecta and the mission driving your work, Marcos?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Basically, our mission is to save lives. That's why the main reason that we gathered in the first place. I was I just met a doctor. There's our main consultant. She's a very senior doctor, focused on oncology, and she spent the last 30 years treating people with cancer. And her drama was basically to having people with later diagnoses. So when we just got into this era digital era that you have many other possibilities to assess people in a much cheaper way and provide education, provide information. We just saw an incredible opportunity of using this technology to provide communication, to educate people, and to improve dramatically the number of early diagnoses, which is critical for the treatments for any non-communicable diseases. Basically, we're talking about here cancer, diabetes, and all the disease that kill basically 40% of people in the world. So that's what moves us. So we are moved basically by an incredible desire to make a difference, creating a tool that can really improve early diagnosis, saving a lot of lives and a lot of money to the health system.
Oh, that's a powerful mission, Marcos and Felipe. In pursuing it, what are the main challenges that have you encountered so far?
I think basically the main challenge is actually changing the system. The health system anywhere in the world was basically to a corrective system, right? People go after their doctors or to hospitals when they feel pain, when basically they have a disease that is already in a stage that causes pain and a lot of discomfort. And which is exactly one of the main problems of late diagnosis in cancer. Mainly. So you have all the systems related to plans, to health plans, to hospital, to doctors. Everything was based on a corrective approach of attacking a disease when it's late and in a way that provide a lot of drugs, especially. They are basically to make the disease more manageable, that but this way. And we are trying to put a very different mindset on this. Like preemptive mindset is basically about following people, having information about their habits, understanding what they are doing, how their mindsets are, because a lot of diseases come from a problem of mind health. And I have very few countries in the world that really are driven to that. I can talk just quote here Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. They're basically countries that really make this a public policy of really understanding how the population is. They have like public agents that talk with the people in their surroundings. They make constant surveys to follow people, understanding how they are doing, how, if they are feeling different, if they are feeling depressive or not, if they're feeling any kind of pain, and mainly if they are doing their regular exams to see if they can catch anything on an early stage.
Okay, but those are main challenges on the market side. And it will be interesting to understand a bit on the product side internally. The challenges, for example, adapting your AI to understand and personalize responses to a wide range of health behaviors and conditions, for example, or, I don't know, ensuring privacy and security for your users' data, which is paramount, again, in healthcare, in my opinion, in order to create more customer adoption in wanting to use this kind of digital health services. And telemedicine and having your health file online, you want to guarantee in a certain way that there's a high security and privacy and security on the data, right? So
right.
Those have been challenges so far in developing your product?
I would say that the most challenging part is actually to understand how the investor can recover their money in the long term. It's not a short-term investment. I think that's probably the main challenge that we are facing. Regarding the tool is very interactive, very easily. It's just like talking to someone on a chat. Like it could be like something like WhatsApp, for example. So it's very easy to adopt. It's very intuitive. We made a very specific and focused job taking care of privacy data, which is a big thing these days. So every time you get into the people, we go through some kind of organization that people already have some sort of relationship. So we introduce ourselves and ask people if they are okay and talking about health and their habits. And once they agree with that, and we have everything recorded and registered, we are just compliant to every rule of data privacy. We have Felipe here, which is a very seasoned executive on technology. So everything regarding to the architecture of our system, everything is on the cloud, everything follow all the protocols in terms of security. So I think we're not facing any big challenge for any investor or anyone that we were talking regarding this matter. I think the challenge really is to understand that when you go to preemptive health, you make a smaller investment in the beginning, but on the other hand, your return will come through the years, not through the month many times. And you know the markets, right? Markets are normally the money is way more available to short-term investments and short-term returns than many times like long-term returns. But long-term returns can be bigger, can be higher. When you look for some our calculations in terms of return on investment, with some base that we are discussing here, we can have up to 7 times the return on investment in our product, especially considering the amount of money that can be saved for later treatments. Just to give an example, like a cancer on stage one can be like almost 15 to 16 times cheaper than a treatment on stage four. So that can be a really big, big return on investment when you think about this stages, right?
So, I mean, that's amazing. And those are great challenges because, I mean, as any entrepreneur, we always have market challenges, right? Uncertainties right. And some things that we can't control or difficult to control or to predict, right? That's part of entrepreneurship. And it's part of navigating those uncertainties as part of the entrepreneurial endeavor. And the ones that succeed are the ones that really thrive, right? But you always have internal challenges that mostly go underestimated. And in this kind of solutions and situations, for many investors or for many people, they're just a given. It's just like, that's what you need to do, yeah, but don't undermine our efforts and our the effort and processes that what we're trying to build. And it's not as easy as we just build a piece of software and launch it on the platform, and then we only have the commercial and the sales and the customer acquisition challenges. The product also in this kind of solutions should be well taken into consideration. And I say it because while building Arcángeles, our investment platform, when I approached investors, they were only focused more on the commercial and the customer acquisition traction. And when you're talking about wealth management, which is it's similar to what when you're talking about the health of the people, of the persons, right, you're talking about the wealth of the people and that they can lose your money and that you need to build a lot of trust. So the product has to be perfect. The product has to transmit that trust, right? Not only right, in words, but on the feeling on how you use it. So, absolutely. It is important to understand your challenges within the system, within the business, which is also important for our audience to understand that it's not only market challenges, it's product challenges. And I think that you have done a great job in overpassing some of them. And there's many more to come I'm sure that you will be able to overcome them. And and just for a fun fact, as part of the savings, if I'm right, and correct me if I'm wrong, we connect as statistics is around, it's something around that for every 1,000 patients that use We Connect, you're saving to the health system around 180,000 reais, something like that.
Yeah, from every patient, yeah, something like that, exactly. But as you're saying, we know that today, for example, one of the biggest challenges that we will face is engagement. When we're talking about using those tools and engaging people and keep people engaged, that's something that we are really facing as a challenge these days. But on the other hand, we are seeing new technologies like the LLM language, for example, that you can really interact in most in a way that she looks like she were talking with some people, right? Not with the machine. So one of the reasons that we are looking for a new investment is actually to make an upgrade in this technology to provide a more human way to interact, even being through machines, to have more empathy to people and to have a different way of caring with people with that. Because most times when people deal with their diseases, it's a very lonely path, you know. People really feel the point is they get into a shelf, you know. They get into a word. I just had an incredible friend of mine that just wrote a book in US, Treating Two Cancers, and she was saying that once you know the disease, you get to your own word. You just get detached from society and just getting in a different place. And when you give a hand for people, when they know that they are dealing with some sort of interaction that is totally protected in terms of data, they can provide especially assistance, and you can interact in a manner that you can even give providing psychological assistance. We are doing a lot of agreements with other preemptive companies that do consultations in medicine, because here in Brazil, just to give a parenthesis and understanding about the health system in Brazil, we have a very big public health system in Brazil, which was very important now with the COVID, for example. But it's a system that is, as a public system, it's short money for most part of people, right? So we don't have the quality of a private system. But the private system is very expensive. It's really good, but very expensive. So we have a huge space in the market here in the middle that people want to be better assisted, but can't afford to pay this private plans. And now there's a big market coming into, especially a market that can provide like telemedicine consultancies, that doctors that can provide, that can assist more than one patient in a most productive way. And we are, these guys are coming after us exactly to be a way that you can assist people once we assess the risk of the patient. Because our product, what it does, we just make we simulate like a conversation that any doctor does when you go to its office on the first time. It's a process of it's a triage, right? You're just doing a process of doing questions and understanding what the risks, the factor risks you have to your health. So basically, what we do is a risk assessment, and now we're increasing with genetic tests. So if you can put like a genetic test in a system that you can provide a risk score, and you have a combination that this patient really should go to see if he's okay or she's okay. That's a preemptive process that you can drive these people to doctors and to this new platforms. There's a local platforms that can provide you the answer that you need in order to understand if you have to do a treatment or not.
True. Thanks, Marcos, for explaining a bit further on that and shifting a bit gears over here. I mean, understanding the size of the industry must be crucial for your strategy at this point. I mean, it's a massive industry. I mean, the Brazilian market is the largest economy in LATAM, following Mexico. Brazil presents a significant market opportunity. Its healthcare sector, as you said, it's massive, and it's a lot of public and with a lot of deficiencies, similar to Mexico. And I think, and I bet that it's similar throughout LATAM and many emerging countries, right? But I mean, there's a widespread adoption of mobile technology and internet connectivity as well in Latin America. I mean, we have a region that we adopt a lot of technology pretty fast because we lack many other services that are not non-digital, right? And the Latin American region is experiencing also that transformative phase with digital solutions increasingly becoming pivotal in various sectors, including healthcare, mainly healthcare. However, economic fluctuations and currency dynamics, as evidenced by recent appreciations against the dollar and subsequent impacts on exports and fiscal balances, pose challenges and opportunities for new entrants like WeConnecta. No? How do you view the potential market for WeConnecta moving forward?
I think that countries like Brazil, or I think any other country, right? When you look for the health budget everywhere in the world, it's a big problem to every company, for example, even for government. I used to work in HR, right? And the medical inflation historically, it's way higher than traditional inflation because technology in the health system always came in to improve the cost of everything, because just everything starts with a new kind of equipment in the hospital, that this equipment can do incredible systems, but as a new equipment, it costs a lot of money. So the hospital just pays the bill ahead to the whole chain, you know, and then it goes to the plan, and at the end, you have the patient in there, they have to pay the bill. So I think any technology comes to saving, to make some saving in this process as we do, is very welcome. I think if you do the math anywhere in the world, like, to make the health, and the best way to make the health system cheaper is preemptive health. There's no other way. It's just a simple
Definitely.
math. But it's a process of education to everyone. It's a process of adapting the system and the incentives around the system, exactly to create better, in better business environment, better opportunities to all these companies doing preemptive. So, on my opinion, just a matter of time. I think we are starting doing something that's probably in 20 or 30 years going to be the rule, right? We just like to be in the beginning of this big wave. It's harder on one side because every time you're putting innovation, it's hard to people to understand because you're different, you're new. But again, just do the math. If you do the math, there's no question about that. You can save more lives spending less money. Just simple like that. And now what we are doing, which is very important, is creating a chain to, once we assess the risk of these people through Victoria, which is our avatar that talk to people, like it means victory in Portuguese, because every answer that you win, it's a victory. Now we have a chain that once we get people with a higher risk, we can drive these people to the next step, which is labs that can provide exams, which is a telemedicine consultant that's way cheaper than a regular consultant, and then people really can have access to something some system that really can understand if it has to do some sort of treatment or not. Like in Brazil, for example, we start this project. One of the main problems here in the public health is a lot of people just getting into the line of being assisted, and 9 out of 10 women, for example, they are worried about breast cancer. They shouldn't be there because they're feeling some different sort of pain, or they feel something on their breast that is not cancer, because but people get worried, right?
No,
And
that's
once you get a lot of people in the line, those people that really need the treatment, they wait way more than they should, and then they get the late diagnosis. That's the
I
hardest part.
understand.
And one thing, what we can do is just like reduce this line, in other words.
So basically, yeah, it's that accessibility and preventive of having a diagnose through WhatsApp or through the mobile app or through your systems in order to really get accurately diagnosed, not diagnosed, but accurately oriented in taking you to the right path so you get a better diagnose, but
exactly.
Not just waste time in the line or waste time on the doctors to have a pile of papers to review before they get to the real person that really needs it, right? So,
right, exactly.
I mean, that's interesting. And how many million people really, I mean, are on this non-communicable diseases, or how many die per year? That could, I mean, because 95%, as I understand well, 95%. Of those patients could have been saved or could have improved their lives moving forward with preventive health. So, how many people are affected by this?
Millions. Basically, what you have to these days about 20 million new cases last year. In 2022, our survey they showed that we just got 20 new million cases of cancer in the world. Of these all non-communicable diseases. If you reach like 50%, if you get 50% of this with an early diagnosis, you can save up to 10 million lives if you can use it. That's the potential of this technology.
But it's not only 20, it's not only 20 million people on this disease around the world out of 7 billion inhabitants. It's much more.
No, it's much more. This is talking just about breast cancer here.
Breast cancer in Brazil.
Yeah. In Brazil, exactly. We are the
so
200
it
million
increased
country.
Increased to 20 million more women with breast cancer from 2022 to 2023.
Yes.
That's amazing. And 50% of those could be saved. So make the math.
Absolutely.
Talking worldwide,
exactly.
Make the math. I mean, Mexico is number one in diabetes and obesity.
Right.
Right. So make the math again. How many people could be treated remotely and with a lot of cost savings, creating abundance, creating a cheaper way of treating yourself with a more long-term results at a lower cost. So more money for you to spend in other things, right? That's
exactly.
Abundance.
Exactly.
That's amazing. I mean, no, thanks for sharing. And moving forward a bit, how's the competitive landscape? I mean, it's evident that the digital health market is competitive, with various players aiming to capitalize the tech-savvy population and the need of innovative healthcare solutions. But WeConnect has a unique proposition of an AI-driven, user-friendly interface sets you apart, offering a distinctive edge in the market. So, Marcos, how is your competitive landscape at this point?
I think we just made an assessment here. I think a lot of the money that going into the health innovation is going through the part of the chain that's after diagnosis, right? You still have very few money being invested on the process before the diagnosis is where we are. And even where we are, I think we offer a set of solutions that's just put ahead of the competition. So for example, we are using now genetic risk prediction. So just bring this genetic access is something it's probably the new big wave in terms of prediction. And there are very, very few companies that are doing that. Our doctor, our partner, that is our technical not consultants, more than that, our technical mind, her thesis of PhD is exactly related to genetic risk. So we are very well assessed to provide those even more cheaper and cheaper genetic tests that explains a lot of diseases. So if you have this problem in your family, on your grandma, or your mother, you're probably going to have a big risk. So you should check your health regularly. Again, using data that can provide that early diagnosis is also something that's in our architecture. By the time we're going to have more and more in data, and we really hope to make like agreements with some universities of any sort of organization that can make research on diseases, and that we believe our data is going to be very important for that, because once you have tens of thousands or maybe even millions of people going through there and giving answers, it can provide a very reach the database. We are focused on educating. Oh, go ahead.
No. Just Marcos. So there's not many people doing what you're doing. In a matter of fact, right? So it's just assuming this. Hold your horses. We'll talk a bit more on the product and what's next for WeConnecta. There's not many competitors, and I agree with that. I mean, in Mexico, I don't see solutions similar to what you're offering, including the AI and predictability. And I can't agree more that the timing of a business like WeConnecta could not be more opportune at this point, right? With the global shift towards digital solutions in healthcare, especially post-pandemic, post-COVID, and the rising burden of those non-communicable diseases that everybody is panicked and afraid of them. There's a clear market and need for innovative health management solutions. I mean, I think it's a matter also to create that mindset and change that culture of preventive health that I think that the COVID helped us to have that intro of start using WhatsApp to ask, hey, I'm having the symptoms. Do you? And trying to self-treat themselves or call their family doctor through WhatsApp, and the doctors were, well, but I'm not charging anything, and I'm not monetizing, but I'm doing it for the benefit of humanity and blah, blah, blah. But now I think this is a springboard to create a better solutions like WeConnecta. And also the increasing mobile penetrations that we have in Brazil, Mexico, Latin America, obviously, what is that potentially of user base significantly? With such a clear mission and understanding of your market, what's next for WeConnecta? What are your plans ahead?
Our plans ahead is just like to keep up with technology, right? As you know, like digital technology is developing really, really fast. So we cannot be, we just cannot get behind. Basically, the investment that we are looking for basically two fronts. One is exactly to keep up technology. So we want to go to large language models more and more. We want to be creating like virtual assistants, which is the big trend from now on. So people can have a health assistant to discuss his or her health all the time. Basically, right? That could really be preemptive. Someone that's really there saying, oh, you know, that's not good for you. If you want to do that, okay. But do an exam in 3 months at least, right? If you really want junky food all the time, you have to go to your doctor more often than someone that doesn't, right? Just simple like that. And the other thing is exactly invest more on the marketing and commercial side. Because again, our process is very close to a process of education, of just creating awareness of people, how important is understanding their genetic history and their family and their health habits, and what they together trend and can really lead you to have some problems of health, especially when you get older. So the more we can educate people to that, the more we give an access of risk to that, the more we can warn that people in advance, I think more we can save lives and save money to the system. So that's where we're going to.
¿Quieres ahorrar el 100% de la comisión de entrada de tu inversión? A través de la modalidad de grupos privados de Juntos de Arcángeles puedes. Crea un grupo privado con tu familia o amigos y si tú y alguien más de la comunidad invierten, tendrán ese y muchos beneficios más. Arcángeles.com. Invierte diferente.
So, I imagine funding is a part of that growth strategy. I mean, for all the things that you have talked us about, the plans moving ahead, the technology, to keep up with the technology you're building. Funding is part of that growth strategy. So are you fundraising around, I mean, you're fundraising around currently, correct? Just briefly, right. Just to talk us through a bit just around for what are you using that capital that you're raising?
Yeah, we're using this capital for two main things, to keep up with technology and change for the process of having a regular shed. That's basically a treat decision, what you have these days, just like a doctor does, to an open model. So an open model, people can ask questions in the manner they want. They can have like different languages, different way of putting things, and you're gonna have the same sort of answer to that. To this work appropriately, it should be a closed model, right? We cannot just using like GPT and open wide just discuss that, because we need to really focus and provide answers based on our data. And our data and our architecture. So that's why we need investment very specific to that, to create a closed environment that use the language large models to make better interactions with people, and people feel more secure and provide information that are really accurate to that. And on the other hand, we also need to tell the market and people that we exist. So the other part of this money go to marketing and the commercial side, so we can provide more information to the general public. We can do tests in the public sector, and also we can do partnerships with the next level in the chain, which is basically labs and our doctor's office, to make consultants and understand if people need to go deeper in their treatments or their assessments.
Understood. So I think it's a well-purposed, well-focused capital. And well, all those investors out there, unstoppable investors, imparables, investing in WeConnect, and now is investing in the future of healthcare. So the company's innovative use of AI, coupled with this emphasis on preventive care and accessibility, positions it well in the burgeoning digital health sector. So the vast market potential in Brazil and Latin America, combined with the current digital transformation, with the current digital transformation wave, makes this an opportune moment for entry and growth in this space. So I invite you to learn more about WeConnect in arcangeles.com and see how you can be part of this journey, of Marcos and Felipe's journey in solving one of the biggest threats for humanity, non-communicable diseases. With this in mind, can you tell us a bit more also about your team and how they have been instrumental so far in overcoming the challenges, the past challenges and the challenges ahead?
Sure. Our team is basically done with seasoned people. We are people with many, many years in the market already in our careers. So we're basically talking about Mayra Kalefi. She has a both PhD in England, always regarding in cancer disease, in oncology, specialized in breast cancer especially. But the protocol to make early diagnosis of cancers and non-communicable disease are very similar. So what she provided exactly this knowledge, how to create these protocols to any diseases, and how to call the specialists with her to provide the medical security and knowledge that's absolutely critical to our tool. She's fundamental to our business. Felipe is the other part that's very fundamental. Felipe has a large experience in doing startups. He's a technology executive for the last 20 years. He was a director of a company that just used to make systems to be ahead in the market all the time. And once he saw our goal to saving lives, he really is dedicating himself to WeConnect now. I'll talk a little bit about myself. I came in the beginning from the financial market. So I have I can understand investors' mind, so I can have a very pragmatic approach and to understand what the markets want to see. And then I moved to HR. So I led big companies, the HR departments in big companies. That's why I understood as a manager the problem of the medical inflation, how costly they can become to companies, and how important it is to go to preemptive ways to a manner of keeping providing a medical system to our employees and not being something that can be more and more expensive to companies that become like a luxury, a benefit as a luxury. If you see like the new ways of the market relations these days, that people are working through jobs more and more, you don't have more benefits of health in this kind of agreements in the market. You just have an hourly wage and you receive this money, and you can find your solution to go after your plan, right? Once you are in a company or employee, you still have this benefit. But one of the reasons that the market is moving is doing this shift to the job, to the job related, job relation, and doing process like staff on demand, but this way is just because the benefits start to become too expensive. And medical assistance is probably the main of them that's becoming very expensive. So I think the combination of our skills, it really can make the solution a solution that it's attacking the health problem of being more and more expensive and losing a lot of people through using the best tools to do that. There's technology and finding a way to talk with the companies and the government that's pragmatic and offer them a solution that is not only a solution that save lives, good for health, but it's also good for the economy that's saving a lot of cost.
Absolutely. I mean, your team comprises experts in AI, healthcare, and data security. And your dedication so far and expertise are what enables the company to push the boundaries of what's possible in preventive health. So thanks for being that adventurous and being entrepreneurs in this sector, because that's part of a high impact investments. And that's what it's, I think it's the most noble way of entrepreneurial pursuit is dedicating your expertise and your time and your life and money as well in, oh, yeah, in making a better world, right? So that's high impact. And I love this kind of companies. And talking a bit more about the solution offered by WeConnecta in a summary, WeConnecta's platform is a testament to the power of artificial intelligence in revolutionizing healthcare, right? So by offering an AI-driven assistant through WhatsApp, the company ensures a seamless and interactive experience for the users, focusing on preventive measures and early diagnosis of non-communicable diseases. And this approach not only makes healthcare accessible, but also personalizes it, catering to individual health profiles and needs. So Marcos, in a nutshell, can you simplify the process or explain how your actual clients are using your product?
Yes. Yeah, that's the put for a real example. Like we just made an agreement, our first big test, we are creating an agreement with the main health organization that provide the health plan to the public employees of Rio Grande do Sul, which is one of the states here in Brazil, in the south. So this organization is a health plan that every public employee of the state has this plan as his or own plan. So for them, it's very important because normally these people stay working for the public sector all their lives. So cancer in our product is perfect to fit exactly this sort of plan that have people in there for many, 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 many times. So we agreed with them and just offer Vitória, and Vitória just have their data and we have their phones, and you send a message as Vitória to them saying,
wait, hi. Who's Vitória?
Vitória is our avatar. Like we go through, awesome. We go to, right? We have an avatar that's called Vitória in WhatsApp.
So it's like Siri or
yeah,
Alexa.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Something exactly like that. But just goes in a WhatsApp, and suddenly you were normally we start that with breast cancer, so we're talking about with women. So the woman is there and just with them and say, "Hi, I am Victoria, and I'm working with your health plan, and I would like to talk with you about your health. Do you agree to have a conversation about your health with me? Because do you agree exactly the compliance part of being able to assess it at the personal data?
Being permissive."
Exactly. And once the people get permission, we start to make questions about, okay, tell me about your life. How is your weight? Are you feeling overweight? Are you doing, do you practice any sort of exercise? What do you eat regularly? Do you have problem of cancer in your family? Or exactly the question that a doctor used to do in a first consultancy to make a risk assessment of everybody. So once this person goes through all the journey, we deliver a risk assessment, a personal risk assessment of this person, telling that, look, your profile risk tells you that you're going well, so keep doing that way. Or you can do, look, according to your habits, you should see a doctor. If you saw a doctor in the last 3 months, you were fine. Don't stop doing that. But if you don't see a doctor in the last 3 months, we recommend you to see a doctor so that everything is okay. And we received like some very emotional testimonies of some women that weren't seeing a doctor very often. And thanks to us, they went there and got a cancer in an early stage. And after we did that, that's exactly what makes us unstoppable. After we saw
okay.
this kind of saying of these people and how thankful they were because they were not even thinking about that. And just because after a 5 minute interaction, they did something that could save their lives, we say, okay, now we really become unstoppable. No matter how long we have to take and looking for money and work, we're going to keep pursuing this.
So thanks to Victoria then. So there you go. So in conclusion, the main pain points addressed by Victoria from WeConnecta are several critical ones in the healthcare sector. So first of all, I'm going to summarize it in three of them. Accessibility. So by leveraging popular platforms like WhatsApp, WeConnecta ensures that healthcare advice and diagnostics are within reach for a vast user base. Secondly, preventive care. It emphasizes early diagnosis and preventive care, thus potentially reducing the overall burden on the healthcare system. And thirdly, personalization, because the platform offers that personalized healthcare solutions through the chatbot, through Victoria, understanding individual health profiles and needs. So in conclusion of all this conversation, WeConnecta stands at the confluence of technology and healthcare, offering a revolutionary platform that promises not just business growth, but also a significant positive impact on public health. For an investor looking to be part of a transformative journey in the healthcare sector, WeConnecta presents a compelling opportunity. And before we close, I'd love to know, in the face of challenges and an ever-evolving industry, what makes you, Marcos, and you, Felipe, unstoppable on a personal basis?
Oh, I can talk about myself. Then Felipe can talk about what makes him unstoppable. Again, it's the mission. There's nothing can really motivate me more of doing any business than the goal of my business to save lives. So I think this will give you like a philosophical comfort of what you're here in this world for. And if we are here to develop some sort of business that it's healthy for everybody in economic terms, that most importantly, that can save lives, I think that we are helping to make this world a little bit a better place.
And you, Felipe?
In Portuguese?
Tá bom, português, tá bom. Que você, I mean, por que você é imparável?
A pergunta que eu faço e que eu me fiz a 2 anos e meio atrás, quando iniciamos a construção desse negócio, foi quem hoje não tem alguém na família com câncer? A minha família, eu, por exemplo, tenho um irmão com câncer, minha avó morreu de câncer. Então, esse impacto e essa proximidade com esse problema sem solução é o que me moveu a construir esse negócio junto com o Marcos Próspero e a Mara Kaleff. E atualmente é o que nos move, e quando a gente toca nas pessoas e promove diagnóstico precoce, a gente está atingindo nosso propósito de vida, de fazer um mundo melhor, né? E principalmente impactando pessoas que não sabem que poderão ter o problema ali na frente.
Não, Felipe, obrigado. Então, isto é uma missão pessoal também, né? Eu também tenho pessoas com câncer, ou que tiveram câncer no anos anteriores. Então, muito inspirador. That's incredibly inspiring. It's a personal mission to you as well, having doing a business to solve very close encounters with cancer patients within your family. So, bom, obrigado por compartilhar sua jornada conosco hoje. Para aqueles que estão vindo, confira o WeConnecta.com, não, .com. para saber mais sobre sua abordagem inovadora aos cuidados da saúde, como também em arcangeles.com para formar parte desta história através de sua próxima rodada de investimento. Thank you for sharing your journey with us today. For those listening, check out weconnecta.com to learn more about their groundbreaking approach to healthcare, and arcangeles.com if you want to be part of this amazing journey as well as investors in their current round. So thank you for the opportunity to share your story. I think that together we can make a healthier world. Marcos, Felipe, muito obrigado.
Nós agradecemos pela oportunidade, pelo espaço, e vamos continuar trabalhando duro aqui para fazer isso acontecer.
Ótimo. So this.
I hope that everything I said was clear, right?
It was.
If it wasn't clear, just let me know later. We can do anything that is needed.
No. Let's see the editing magic, no? So that wraps up. Muito obrigado, né, a vocês. So that wraps up another episode of Imparables, where we bring you the stories of the most innovative and unstoppable founders shaping our world. Don't forget to explore our other episodes featuring amazing founders, each sharing insights and inspirations from their unique journeys. Stay connected with us on our social media accounts to get the latest updates and join our vibrant community. And if you're ready to dive deeper into the world of innovative startups and investments, we invite you to register at arcangeles.com. Start learning and investing differently today. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, in the world of innovation and entrepreneurship, being unstoppable starts with a single step. Follow us, join us, and let's move forward together.